Innisfail. Despite the trials of COVID-19 and the town being portrayed nationally and provincially as a community in crisis, a leading global market researcher has found there's still overwhelming satisfaction among Innisfailians with the town's quality of life, and that the community is braving today's challenges better than many other municipalities. Here, we get very strong ratings. 97% of residents say it's either very good or good, and that compares to 95% in the norms we have, said Aaron Ralston, Vice President of Canada Public Affairs for Ipsos, the third largest market research firm in the world. She added Innisfail's norms are based on about 25 other large and small municipalities in Western Canada. People are very happy with their quality of life, said Ralston, of the results which also showed that 93% of citizens surveyed were proud to be an Innisfailian. As for the perceived change in the town over the past 3 years, she said 21% of Innisfailians surveyed said it had improved, 54% said it stayed the same, while 22% believed it has worsened. We do expect to see that turn around a little bit, but it looks like the town of Innisfail is actually doing better than what we are seeing in other municipalities, said Ralston of Citizen Satisfaction during the pandemic. Ralston presented her report to Innisfail Council via Zoom on October 12. Ipsos was retained by the town for the first time last summer at a cost of $22,000 to conduct a citizens' perspective survey, which is now being done regularly by many Western Canadian communities. Council was told last July 12 the surveys have proven to be crucial for future strategic planning and budgeting. I am very, very pleased, said Mayor Jim Roman. There were no surprises there, and in consideration of the time and situations we have to deal with, there was nothing there that was a surprise, and I was pleasantly surprised by some of the positives. They were better than I thought they would be. The Innisfail Ipsos survey was conducted by telephone from August 13 to 29. Council was told 253 separate interviews were conducted with citizens 18 years of age and over, with a margin of error of 6.1%, 19 times out of 20. So, very statistically valid, said Ralston, who told Council that one important objective of the survey was to compare Innisfail's results to other similar municipalities across Western Canada. Her report showed the top priority for Innisfailians as the economy, 19%, including its revitalization, opening more businesses, and creating jobs. This was followed with crime, safety and policing with 15% of citizens surveyed, and then roads and infrastructure at 13%. The survey revealed that 84% of respondents felt safe in the community, but 45% of them believe crime has increased over the past 3 years, with 43% stating it's the same and 9% saying it's decreased. The survey also showed 83% of the citizens participating in the survey are satisfied with the town's programs and services, including 24% who are very satisfied and 59% who are somewhat satisfied. The most important of the town's 19 programs and services for citizens were fire services and snow removal, which had a 100% rating, which was followed closely behind at 99% with RCMP, parks, playgrounds, open spaces, roads and infrastructure repairs. Further down the list was the town's website at 78%, animal control at 83% and support for community events at 88%. On the issue of trust, 55% of Innisfail residents said they had that for the town of Innisfail, including 25% who trust the town a great deal and 31% who trust the town a little. Almost three-quarters, 73%, of residents said they were satisfied with Innisfail's municipal government, council and administration, including 24% who were very satisfied and 49% who are somewhat satisfied. When asked how satisfied they were with just the administration, 82% said they were satisfied. For town council, 68% were satisfied overall. When asked by Ipsos what was their primary source of information for the town's programs and services, 38% of Innisfailians surveyed said it was the newspaper, followed by social media with 21%, town newsletter at 18%, website at 13%, and contacting the town directly at 3%. That newspaper is a bit higher than what we see in other municipalities, said Ralston. She pointed out the content citizens receive by the newspaper and social media is not controlled by the town, unlike the municipality's own social media, newsletter and website. Todd Becker, the town's chief administrative officer, said administration may recommend to the new town council to have IPSOS conduct surveys every 2 years for the community as it could be used as a benchmarking opportunity to set priorities and strategies and to understand the community's satisfaction with the services, said Becker.